لفظ قرآني وسلوكي أدب ربي رباني عزي إيماني لفظ قرآني وسلوكي أدب ربي رباني.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. In the name of Allah, the Beneficent, the Merciful, prayers and peace be upon our beloved Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and his family and companions. My dear listeners, whatever is said in these episodes are abbreviated thoughts, and it's up to you to research whatever is said from credible sources. And so everything that exists in this life would not have existed without the existence of the one who had no beginning to his existence, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And I will leave this thought at just that for now. But everything that physically exists or existed in this life had a beginning. And since all that exists began, then it is inevitable that the physical end for all that exists is a certainty. But the state in which everything began is not nothingness, al-adam, as some might think, but a long process that originated from the first of Allah's creations, as our scholars say, water. And as Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam said in his authenticated hadith, كَانَ اللَّهُ وَلَمْ يَكُنْ شَيْءٌ قَبْلَهُ وَكَانَ عَرْشُهُ عَلَى الْمَاءِ ثُمَّ خَلَقَ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضَ وَكَتَبَ فِي الذِّكْرِ كُلَّ شَيْءٍ. There was Allah and nothing else before him, and his throne was over water. And he then created the heavens and the earth and wrote everything in the book. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala always was and always will be. And one of his greatest attributes is his will, which is encompassed along with all of his other great attributes in the greatest word ever, Allah. His will, al-irada. So although the origination of all things is water, it is his will that makes all things come to be. Surah An-Nahl, the bees, chapter 16, verse 40. إِنَّمَا قَوْلُنَا لِشَيْءٍ إِذَا أَرَدْنَاهُ أَن نَقُولَ لَهُ كُنْ فَيَكُونَ. And when we say to anything, when we intend it to be, only that we say unto it, be, and it will become. But the main reason for all things to become is also within the will of Allah, is for all things to live, to have a life. But us humans, our immediate concern is this earth in which we live, and that sustains us by the will of Allah until the predestined time for our physical existence to end. Surah Hud, Chapter 11, verse 7. وَهُوَ الَّذِي خَلَقَ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضَ فِي سِتَّةِ أَيَّامٍ وَكَانَ عَرْشُهُ عَلَى الْمَاءِ. And he it is who created the heavens and the earth in 6 days, and his throne was upon the water. And Allah knows best how long the days for the earth to come to be. The geologists of today estimate that for the Earth to become to its current state, it needed tens of millions of years. But whatever the fact may be, Allah tells us that the Earth was created in 2 days. Then, Surah Fussilat, chapter 41, verses 9-12. وَجَعَلَ فِيهَا رَوَاسِيَ مِنْ فَوْقِهَا وَبَارَكَ فِيهَا وَقَدَّرَ فِيهَا أَقْوَاتَهَا فِي أَرْبَعَةِ أَيَّامٍ سَوَاءً لِلسَّائِلِينَ. He placed therein its firm hills, rising above it, and blessed it, and measured therein its sustenance in 4 days, alike for all who ask. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made this earth habitable, with a suitable climate and sustenance to support the life of the coming occupants, Adam alayhi salam, and his children. Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that Adam alayhi salam was created from the different soil types collected by the angel from the different terrains of the crust of this planet. The significance of this fact represents the different skin color of mankind: black, red, white, and all in between, as well as the different character: the kind, the easy, the mean, and all in between. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala then took this soil and mixed it with water until it became tinun lazib, gluey mud, then formed Adam's body with his own blessed hands and left it to harden for 40 years until it became like clay, and named him Adam. And as our scholars say, that the word Adam is derived from the Arabic word Adimul Ard, the crust of the earth, as well as it refers to him having a darker skin complexion. And a third meaning, which is the physical body combined and purified with the Spirit of Allah blown into him, that represents perfection. And after beginning his life in heaven, Allah created our mother Hawa from his left rib, and she was named Hawa, which means life. And in her blessed womb, life began. They both then lived in heaven until Shaitan deceived them in eating the fruit of the tree that Allah has warned them not to come close to. Surah Al-Baqarah, chapter 2, verse 36. فَأَزَلَّهُمَا الشَّيْطَانُ عَنْهَا فَأَخْرَجَهُمَا مِمَّا كَانَ فِيهِ وَقُلْنَا اهْبِطُوا بَعْضُكُمْ لِبَعْضٍ عَدُوٌّ وَلَكُمْ فِي الْأَرْضِ مُسْتَقَرٌّ وَمَتَاعٌ إِلَى حِينٍ. Shaitan caused them to deflect and expelled them from the state in which they were. And we said, fall down, one of you a foe unto the other. There shall be for you on earth a habitation and provisions for a time. And so our father and mother Adam and Hawa alayhim salam began their journey of life on this earth, following them generation after generation until this day. And so the reality is that us humans are sojourners in this earth until we move on towards the final destination. And as Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, ما أنا في الدنيا إلا كراكب استظل تحت شجرة ثم راح وتركها. In this life, I am just like a traveler who sat in the shade of a tree for a while, then left it behind. So it's a short time we have to live in this earth. And in the end, this earth we live in will have her final say. All along, she was subservient to mankind, as Allah tells us in Surah Al-Mulk, chapter 67, verse 15, which I will be talking about in a future halakha, inshallah. She was restrained from showing her true power until the day comes when she is restrained no more. Surat al-Zalzala, the earthquake, chapter 99. إِذَا زُلْزِلَتِ الْأَرْضُ زِلْزَالَهَا وَأَخْرَجَتِ الْأَرْضُ أَثْقَالَهَا وَقَالَ الْإِنسَانُ مَا لَهَا يَوْمَئِذٍ تُحَدِّثُ أَخْبَارَهَا بِأَنَّ رَبَّكَ أَوْحَى لَهَا يَوْمَئِذٍ يَصْدُرُ النَّاسُ أَشْتَاتًا لِيُرَوْا أَعْمَالَهُمْ فَمَنْ يَعْمَلْ مِثْقَالَ ذَرَّةٍ خَيْرًا يَرَهُ وَمَنْ يَعْمَلْ مِثْقَالَ ذَرَّةٍ شَرًّا يَرَهُ. When earth is shaken with her final earthquake, and earth yields up her burdens, and man said what alienated her, that day she will relate her chronicles, because your Lord inspired her. That day mankind will come forth in scattered groups to be shown their deeds. And whoso does a good deed and atom's weight will see it. And whoso does a bad deed and atom's weight will see it. That day Allah brings every deed into judgment, good and bad, large and small. Nothing escapes Him. It is the day of accountability, and everything will be brought forth to testify for you or against you. Time will testify for you or against you. The earth and the sky above you will testify for you or against you. Your limbs and senses, which you lose control over on that day, will testify for you or against you. And above all, the witness observing your every move, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, will testify for you or against you. So the smart man in this life is the one who knows someone and something is watching his every move. And the fool who secretly commits sins, thinking he is the only one in the room, then the destiny of the smart man is a pleasant reward, and the destiny of the fool is a dreadful doom. My dear listeners, may Allah grant us all that pleasant reward. And until next time, keep your mind under the watchful eye of your heart. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
لا يرضى أبدا بالزور ضميري لا يرضى أبدا بالزور ضميري عزي إيماني لفظ قرآني وسلوكي أدب